Cyril Ramaphosa swept to the presidency on a wave of optimism in early 2018, following 9 years of alleged corruption and mismanagement under President Jacob Zuma. Ramaphosa, a former anti-apartheid trade unionist who helped draft South Africa's first democratic constitution, promised clean government. He acknowledged some senior African National Congress officials were corrupt, but only recently have prosecutors charged a few of them. Under Ramaphosa, unemployment, poverty, inequality, violent crime, economic stagnation, and electricity and water outages have intensified. Surveys show the crises mean the ANC is increasingly unpopular. Most predict the party will fall below the 50% plus one vote it needs to govern with the absolute power it has enjoyed for the past 30 years and will have to form a coalition government. Ramaphosa recently told journalists the predictions are simply wrong.
I never think or dream or even contemplate a coalition. I really don't. It's not even in my framework of thinking. It's just completely obliterated. Where coalitions have been crafted, where there is no clear majority party, they've almost been completely unworkable.
Independent political analyst Muletsi Mbeki says the ANC's failures include allowing its black economic empowerment policies to create a tiny black elite, but not jobs for the masses. He also says it mismanaged and looted state-owned enterprises instead of privatizing them and built a large bureaucracy to run them. Yet, despite the ANC's many failures, Mbeki says, it's set to remain the country's dominant political force.
The ANC has made it clear it is not intending to change its ways. Ramaphosa has repeated time and again that he is sticking with the policy of black economic empowerment, that he is sticking with the policy of this hugely highly paid administrative class. He is not changing the education system to produce the people with the technical capability of a South Korean population.
ANC veteran Tokyo Sekwale acknowledges the party's made big mistakes since Zuma was elected president in 2009, and some members have committed crimes.
What the ANC now has to do in order to convince the people that we mean it this time is to create the proper checks and balances, systems and processes to make sure that crooks should not enter the ANC because their destination is the budgets.
But some of the alleged criminals in government are not low-level officials. There are allegations against high-profile ANC leaders, including Ramaphosa himself and Deputy President Paul Mashatile. They and other top ANC members implicated in corruption deny wrongdoing. Ramaphosa remains the face of the party's re-election campaign, which is based on several promises. They include ending corruption, better training for more police to fight crime, millions of public sector jobs, a national youth service to give work to millions of unemployed youngsters, higher grants to citizens living in extreme poverty, and expropriation of land for redistribution to poor people. Those pledges mean voters will return the ANC to power, says Party Secretary General Fikile Mbalula.
We are the first to admit the challenges that have faced us. So we are not selling a pipe dream to the people or fake and promising them things that cannot be achieved. If we look at our commitments that we have made in the past 5 years, we are 90% realizing those commitments, and there have been challenges, corruption, and we know that COVID has pushed us back in terms of enabling our economy to move with speed for the realization of jobs. As we speak now, all jobs lost during COVID have been recovered.
But many critics, such as Mbeki, say that's not so. Next Wednesday, some political analysts say the ANC could pay a price for not solving the country's economic and crime problems. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.